We present the Great Eastern Clairvoyant Marvelous Plot.
He's from mysterious Parramatta.
Oh, now, first question, please.
I am an ordinary Sydney housewife.
Correct. That is correct indeed. And now, next question, please.
Sir, what is the best way to tell people that you're having a baby?
But I'm not having a baby now. Let's be sensible, you.
Correct! Let's be sensible is the correct answer. This entitles him to any petrol pump in Australia and have his legs greased free by Jack Davy.
Remember, folks, Australia is rich in legs. Oh. Every Australian has at least two. Even the poor people have them.
Oh, wait for this, folks. And then... You mean Australian octopuses will be millionaires?
No, no. But they make me laugh.
Octopuses make you laugh? Why?
Because they have tentacles.
Tentacles. There. That's not what it sounded like at rehearsal, folks.
No. Well, don't give me away, mate. My wife's husband's listening in.
Is he? I'll make life easier for her. Say, huh?
303. My favorite bullet.
Like it? I fired it myself. Quick! Answer that exploding chicken-type phone.
Hello? He says it's for you.
Hello, hello. It's for you speaking.
Hello, it's for you. Bad news.
That sounds like bad news for you.
The date is the 3rd of Swanson of 1914.
1914? It's time for World War I again. Bugler, sound the elephant. Oh, that's better. Well done. Isel?
Yes?
Get out. That got rid of him, folks.
Actually, I didn't go. Oh. I thought to myself, why should I?
Well, go. Go and stand on this bucket of Turkish fish and read the statue of the Kaiser's breakfast.
This story concerns the story of the Australian Secret Service, who, through their gallant efforts, put 3 years on the war. Here, then, is part one and three quarters of the flag. Ta-ra! Cling!
Hello, damn you all. My name's Captain Peter Carver, or Carver Peter Captain, whichever be the greater by far. Ching, I am speaking from inside my own private trousers. Hell on the eve of war. Ching!
Chang, I tell you it's serious, Carver.
Don't worry, man. In Sydney, volunteers are flocking to the recruiting depot at the rate of one a year.
Knock, knock, knockety, knock, knock.
Who's that?
Short man who can't reach the knocker.
Carver, say, come in for me.
Come in for me.
Ta.
Good morning. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know you were in the bath.
Oh, neither did I. Thanks for telling me. Do come in.
I was told to deliver this letter to you.
I see. This is bad news. Mobilize the Australian army.
What's his name?
Fred.
Fred?
Yes, mate?
Fall in. Fred, all correct and present, sir.
Fred, man, listen to this newspaper headline.
Sounds bad.
Worse than that. Far, far worse than that. The Germans have captured the secret plans of the Australian flag.
Oh, does this mean they could build one?
Yes, we've got to stop them. Oh. But first, take your partners for the Jim Gussie Malingerer's waltz.
Oh,
just as it was getting interesting, too.
Thank you.
And that was Beethoven's Solemn Mass in D minor, arranged by Gussie. You know, I don't think he's going to last. And now, ta-ra! Take your partners for World War One Part Two, or World War Two Part One, whichever be the nearer.
And now, a plan for the recovery of the Australian flag was laid.
We're on. It doesn't mean anything, folks, but we like to make him look an idiot, you see.
Gentlemen, you've all been chosen for your intelligence.
You sure are good.
Someone has blundered.
Shut up, Echo.
The newcomer was dressed in a battle dress of shredded string, with a bush hat made from a cornflake packet.
What's your name, my man?
I got it here in a bit of paper. There you are.
What do you mean, paper? This is an elephant.
Anyone can make a mistake.
Lieutenant Eccles, what do you specialize in?
Elephants.
You speak them?
Fluently.
Yeah. Oh, say something in elephant. Splendid. If ever we meet elephants, we can talk our way out in Hebrew. Now, Eccles, just lay in this empty grave and wait. The rest of you gather round with shovels.
Stop filling the grave in, I'm not dead!
Blast, he knows the difference. Lim, you haven't much to say. Tell him to come out an elephant.
Come out an elephant.
Ta-ra, tiger!
Ta-ra, ching! That's the end of that bit. For 3 months, these men trained to recover the plans of Cobber-type flag. But finally, they were taken to England and disguised as mounted horses. To them, Brigadier Spon revealed the plan. Ta-ra! Ting, crash, bang, bing!
Very good, you know. Gentlemen, be seated, preferably from the waist downwards. Tomorrow evening at dawn, we will cross the channel at midnight by electric warship. So as not to arouse suspicion, we will all wear invisible leather socks filled with sulfur. As soon as we arrive in France, we will play our banjos silently and walk backwards upside down towards Paris.
Right. All synchronized watches?
Yes, sir.
Right.
It's now 1 o'clock.
4:25.
2:10.
7:30.
Saturday.
Gladys Swank.
Perfect.
What's it all about?
Well, haven't you heard?
No.
At 3:20 this morning, Chinese laundry time, Germany declared war on Australia and Woi Woi. It's almost certain that Melbourne will come in on our side.
Germany declared war on our folks. Was it something we said?
It isn't what we said. It's the way that we said it.
Eccles, I want you to volunteer for certain death.
I don't like it.
In the cold, clear light of dawn, a steam airship was warming up to take the second group of raiders to France. First class, of course.
George, it's already telling, sir. We had it wallpapered.
Well, the airship is ready to go, sir.
Oh, I say, Spenny, you'll get the plastic drip-dry OBE for this.
He wears them.
I say, now, what's the time?
Oh, sorry, sir, it's a military secret.
Oh, is it ready? Then my watch must be slow.
On the other page, there's another line to say.
Yeah, well, Eccles, I'm off.
It must be the hot weather.
Oh, and, I say, Eccles, old chap.
Yes, old boy?
Eccles.
Buddy?
You know this job is risky, so... Would you do me a favor?
Okay, sir.
Would you say goodbye to Penelope for me?
Okay, sir.
Goodbye, Penelope!
Thank you. Well, goodbye, champ.
Goodbye, sir.
Goodbye, sir. Up you go.
Cast off.
Cast off!
But good weather for it,
Ernest. All right. Who let that rope go before I got in?
Thank you.
okay.
So Lieutenant Eccles, idiot and bar, is unaware that a female German spy has tunneled up through the floorboard of the airship and is now in the main lounge. At the moment, I'm hanging on an ABC rope ladder under the craft. I will now thrust the microphone up so that you can hear the next scene.
Oh, home! Mind what you do with that thing!
Eccles?
Yeah?
We're nearing the French-occupied coast of France, so keep your eyes open for girls. Stop doing that.
The big boys do it.
Right you are. I'll take the controls. You go and run my bar.
Oh, aye, aye, Captain.
Hello. You naughty boy.
I'll get my pajamas.
Come and sit here. What is your name?
Eccles. No, Rock Hudson. That's it, Rock Hudson. Rock Hudson.
Tell me, where is this silly old airship going?
It's going...
Stop! Stop that, you fool, Eccles. Don't tell her. This woman is a spy.
Whoa.
Don't let her fool you, man. She may look beautiful, but underneath that false beard, bald head, wooden leg, and glass eye, she's quite plain.
Oh.
I could answer that wrong sound.
Hello, wrong sound effect. Airship Mark, you two here?
This is Herr von Richthofen.
Oh, hello.
I am flying on your tail in a Fokker tricycle. Hands up or I fire my bell.
But I can't fly with my hands up. Oh, okay. I'm learning, though. Look, no hands.
Meanwhile, on board the HMAS boat, heading for France.
Hello, chaps. This is the captain speaking.
Oh, go ahead. Nice day for it, isn't it?
Yes,
it is. Have you had tea?
Attention, all troops. This ship will be passing through fish-infested waters.
Right. Yes.
Many of them sympathetic. Yes. Any fish caught must be handed in to the security officer who will test it for nationality. Ching!
Right, then. Open the sealed orders.
They weren't stuck down very well.
Just as I thought. These sealed orders taste of whiskey. It also tastes as though Captain Nugent String is to be parachuted into the attack area as a decoy. Sorry, Nugent.
It's all right, John. Someone's got to do it, after all. Can't live forever.
Why not? Me mother-in-law has.
Why do I get all these corny mother-in-law gags, eh? Hey, well, you don't give them to Harry Seacom. I cut all this rubbish. Why should I? Me, Bobby, and Australia Street is coming. I tell you, I don't like it. I do not like it at all.
You think we upset him?
Goodbye, Nugent. Good luck.
Goodbye, Rupert.
Goodbye, dear.
Oh. How he's changed since the rehearsal. Now, don't look so sad, chaps. It's a job that's got to be done. Of course, it'll mean certain death. I don't suppose I'll get far, but I'll try, damn them. I'll try, damn you!
Try.
If they catch me, I'll swallow my secret dinner and destroy my teeth. And then they can do their damnedest.
Boss, don't. Stout fella. By Jove, yes. Death spiffing, you're a damn good chap.
You're a ruddy awful actor.
No ad libbing, please.
To come. As I was saying before I changed character, if I'm captured, I want 12, do you hear me? Don't mean the firing squad.
Gad. Jove. Gosh.
Taha. One cold morning, they'll come for me, and I'll be taken to a small cobble courtyard. Blindfold, he'll say. No, damn you, I'll say. I'll light a cigarette. Cork-tipped, of course. Don't need lung trouble.
Oh, you're so very wise.
Thank you, Cynthia. Then the officer will raise his sword, and a defiant, steely smile will spread across my handsome, confident features. The rifles will come up. The volley will ring out. And I'll slump to the ground, smiling that enigmatic smile. And there I lay, Captain Newton String, gentleman, hero, and adventurer.
dead.
I don't want to go!
Quick, stop him before he gets to the YWCA.
Too late. He's in the Urals by now.
And it's hell in there.
No, we'll have to have somebody else. Lim, you look like a strong, healthy type.
Yes, what a pity I'm not.
Just for that, Bruce Finley.
No, not...
Meantime, back at the ranch.
Makes a change from music. Meantime, part three of the drama. Bobby Lim has volunteered to be parachuted into France on the one condition that he gets more lines to say in the show.
Yes, but I must be given a free hand.
We'll do better. We'll give you a free leg as well.
Good, sir.
You'll realize, little Larry Lim, that if you succeed in getting those plans back, it'll shorten the war by 3 foot 6 inches.
So, walls are being worn shorter this year.
Yes, just above the knee.
No.
Right now, gentlemen, my plan is very simple.
I thought it would be.
How would you like to punch up the throat?
No, thanks, I'm driving.
Oh.
Now, five of us will row ashore in parachutes. There we will be contacted by French agent code name RU4.
Lim, I must warn you. There's a German counter-espionage agent at work. There he is now.
Listen, what's his name?
Well, I'll tell you. Have you ever heard of a German called... Lumbadidi... Lumbada... Lumbadidi... Lumbadidi... Lumbada...
Is he any relation to this old man? He played one, he played
yes. Next. They were both in the same hit parade together.
Ooh. Well, he won't get far with a noisy name like that.
Remember this, folks. The password is, the wind is whistling up my grandmother's knees.
Right. Men, follow me. Jump, count 10, and when you hit the water, pull the ripcord.
Ged, that lad doesn't know the meaning of the word fear.
You mean he's brave?
No, he just doesn't know the meaning of the word. Fear.
Jim!
Up here on the airship, we've had some luck. The naughty German pilot's Fokker tricycle got a puncture and had to stop. We're now hovering just above Lieutenant Lim and his men in France.
Eccles! Jump down! We'll catch you in this blanket.
Oh, no! The moment I jump, you'll move it! You put it on the ground and then I'll jump.
This I gotta see.
Jump!
Eccles, are you hurt?
No, shall I jump again? We got another payoff to that, folks. Let's do it all again.
Eccles! Jump! Okay!
My leg face it, I need a nose.
Eccles, are you hurt?
No, but what an extra. First time is better, folks. Right?
In French.
Who is it? In copper English.
The wind is whistling up my grandmother's knees.
He should wear longer drawers.
Shut up, you idiot.
Shut up.
And we'll jump again. I've got a third foil today.
Is he on our side?
Yes.
Then it's going to be a long, hard walk. Hurry, swallow these false stomachs and follow me through the elementary canal.
We ran in French, which I ran fluently. At midnight, we arrived at an old, ruined, bald French chateau.
In French.
Next time. No sooner had he knocked with an auction fence, there was the sound of bolts being withdrawn. Then, great door chains being pulled through. Finally, great wooden door jams being knocked away. And then the door opened and out stepped three sound effects men.
Please. We are not sound effects men, now, are we? We're not sound effects.
Aren't you? No, we are not. Not.
Of course we're not.
Are you sure of that? Can you?
Of course I know.
What I'm
for. That's
right. I'm not.
We are not.
Let us
tell the truth.
No, listen.
Wait.
I'll tell him who we are. Let me tell him who we are. We are Hindu secret service agents in the employment of the Bharat Jain government.
Very well, sir.
We have the plans of attack.
That is correct now, isn't it?
Yes, that's why I said it.
Good. Now. Now then, yes. Where are the secret instructions?
Inside your non-explodable loincloth.
Oh,
look, why aren't you men wearing uniforms?
They ran away in the direction of Gaon.
Cards all, Sergeant. Arrest those uniforms and have them reduced to the rank of underwear. Carry on, men.
Right.
plans of the Australian flag are under guard at a pig farm on the crossroads.
That is right. He is right.
He is right. I'm right.
I know he's right. That's right. Right. He's right.
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 Well, want someone to go to the crossroads and draw the Germans some fire.
I can draw.
Good. Now make out a will and leave all your money to Mr. Okay. B. Lim.
No. This job is going to be dangerous.
Get.
I want to be fair.
Your destiny.
So I'm going to call for a volunteer. I'm calling for a volunteer with the name of Eccles.
Oh, Smalling! Shut up!
Lonely crossroad near the pig farm. German soldiers are on the alert. I play the part of a German officer in this scene, so it should be pretty good.
Oh, Fritz. Oh, the terrible here, you know. You understand it? The winter and the cold and the rain.
Well,
my lieber Fritz, how long you think this war will last?
Oh.
Can't you be more pacific?
What do you mean? More pacific?
Pacific?
Yeah.
What I mean? What I say?
You are pacific?
You mean?
No.
When I ask you, to be more pacific, I mean? You will be. That you will be more pacific?
No.
Fritz, that's what you
want. You are
arguing all the time.
No.
And I don't like it. And I don't like it.
What am I asking, anyway?
Where are we now?
I think we are on page 5, 18, 9.
Somewhere in the Pacific.
Yes.
Well, I asking you this question again many times.
Sure.
How long you think this war will last?
Oh, it will last 3 years. Perhaps 4. Then again, it might be 10. It might be 25 of the hills behind 20 years. And perhaps no. Then again, 3 months or 2 days, that 10 years. Who knows? 3 days, 5 and 4 seconds. Begin the Highlands, Winterhorn. And that, even longer.
Thank you, brother. I hate uncertainty.
Listen, brother. Does a man over there doing the echo spot while I'm here doing a German soldier part? What is wrong with the casting?
Hip, Himmel und Donnerwetter und Danny Kaiser. Who is a British soldier standing in the road making rude signs?
That's about to win.
Oberleutnant! Herr Ober!
Where are you, Ober?
Over here.
Not long now, folks.
Was it mine, Sarge? Gepiel der Flutter Ball. This is the part I was telling you about. Actually, I sound quite convincing in the part.
Every one to his own opinion. Every one to...